on our beautiful garden island, Kauai, at Kauai Nam. It's Friday, the 4th of September, and we greet you and we love you. And we want to let you know what we're doing today. Today, 25 or 30 of the leaders of our island, business leaders, political leaders, social, cultural leaders, and some spiritual leaders are coming to Kauai Nam. Some have been here many times, others just a few, and some have never come to see our beautiful land and meet us. They're all coming together on a special day. Interesting, we're into an eclipse, and the eclipse is bringing us many good things. It brought us Swami yesterday. A very famous producer in Hollywood also came, wishes to be anonymous. And it also is bringing these most wonderful people, our friends, who are the government on the island of Kauai. We have a meeting called Vision Kauai, which myself and two Swamis are a part of. We've been meeting every month for a year, and now every 2 months, since we have a new vision going, working for 20-year visionary program to guide the peoples of this island forward. The mayor, the former mayor, the head of the Kauai Council, planning department, general plan, all there, we're working together to create a new utopia here on this garden island. These leaders look at the Yerevan Temple as one of the parts, a vital part of this new utopia, among others. They are visionaries, and they'll be having lunch with us, eating in the traditional Tamil Hindu way with banana leaves, monks chanting Sanskrit slokas, singing Tamil songs. It's going to be a wonderful event, and it's happening today. We'll let you know more about it on what's happening at Kauai Nam. Tune in tonight, your time. Many are wondering how I see you through cyberspace. Well, I see you as a soul shining. I see many souls out there shining brightly. All souls look pretty much the same. We have to attest to the wisdom of Lord Ganesha, who made himself look quite different from all the other souls, so he'd be quite recognizable. But you out there are shining, but you're seeing me in the physical form. Try to penetrate that picture that you're looking at and see me in the soul form. Then we will really be communicating. Well, have a wonderful day today, and a day tomorrow too, until we meet again on Saturday, Kauai, Hawaiian Standard Time. Until we meet again, be strong. What makes you strong? Does anger make you strong? No. Anger is a sign of weakness. Does jealousy make you strong? No. Jealousy is a sign of weakness embedded with anger embedded in it. No, love makes you strong. Love is from the higher chakras, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, way up there. What is love? Forgiveness. Letting everyone be the way they are. What is love? Guidance. Helping each one from one step to another through patience. Patience is a sustaining force of love. One of the boons that love gives is giving you patience. To be impatient is to be without love. To be impatient is to be without love. To have someone or some child get on your nerves is to be without love. Love of the physical body is sensual. Even with children, to hit them, to beat them, that's sensual. Love of the soul is true love. There's a continuity there that cannot be broken. There's a continuity there that cannot be tampered with. adulterated, tarnished, blemished in any way. And that's the real you. You are the soul living in a physical body, controlling all your faculties, controlling your body, controlling your appetites, controlling your mind, your instinctive mind most especially, and your emotions. You can do it. Try for 24 hours until we meet again. We'll see you in Quiet Enum next time you tune in, Saturday, Sunday. Do make it soon. Om Namah Shivaya. We all love you here at Quiet Enum.